Today on Tangents and Gaming Podcast, what I'm going to do is I am going to tell you about some fun, exciting experiences that I have had while playing video games over the years. My name is Toby, and let's just dig right into the library of games. There has been moments of gaming that have been fun, that have been boring, that have pissed me off, that made me break controllers, throw them into the wall. Tons and tons of things. These little topics that I have are actual events that have taken place during my times playing video games. One of the most funniest things was, it was one day, two different games, with four people. It was a Saturday. It was one of my friends, Hoyman, myself, and two of Hoyman's friends, Paul and Roman. We were all playing. First game that we were playing was Road Rash Jailbreak for the original PlayStation. Had the four-player adapter hooked up. Hoyman and I were on a team. Paul and Roman were on the other team. And we're cruising. Next, you know, for some odd reason, Hoyman punches my character in the head. It's like, stop that. So he does it again. Stop that. Does it again. I turn, look at him. I said, if you hit me one more time, I'm going to launch you off that side cart connected to my bike and throw you through the air. He started laughing. So he punched. And the catch with this game is you'd have to hit all the buttons at the exact same time. And your character basically hammers on the front brake, which the back end raises up. And your little side guy car, which is called the monkey, gets thrown. So I hit the buttons, my guy stops, and all of a sudden you just see Hoyman's character going flying through the air. Paul and Roman are like, what is that? Because they were right behind me. So all they see is this thing getting thrown into the air. My guy keeps going. He keeps driving. And here comes Hoyman. Lands through, like goes through the screen. Hits the ground. Bounces. Rolls. I jump off him. My motorcycle goes flying. Paul goes, what is that thing in the middle? What? He launches off of Hoyman. Both of them go fly. Of course, you know, Hoyman's pissed off because I basically launched him. After that, I'm cruising with just myself on the bike, nobody in the sidecar, hard as hell, because you'd have to lean more, like, the monkey helps you steer a lot better with the weight transfer. But of course, Hoyman, no, nada, he wasn't in there. Eventually, I did crash because I was going too fast around a corner, I didn't have the weight transfer. Paul and Roman eventually won the race because of it. Hoyman looks at me and goes, don't launch me. So I look back at him and I said, don't hit me. You know, in reality, I think that was a fair trade. You don't hit me, I don't launch you. That was very comical. With the way that it led up to the launching, then the execution of it, then the finale, beautiful. Mwah. That's the exact same day we were playing SmackDown 2 for the original PS. And of course we had our people. Paul and Hoyman were off in the corner, beating each other off. I'm standing in the ring, looking towards the back. So my character's back is towards us. Roman's character comes in, who was Kane. I was the Undertaker. And we're doing a stare down. Like, we're standing in front of each other. So, Roman, he hits the taunt button. He taunts. I hit the taunt button. And as soon as they hit the taunt button, my guy's going in the taunt mode. Roman hits the run button, starts running towards me, and yells, I gotcha. So there's me hitting the block button as fast as I can, praying and hoping when he got to me, my taunt ended. My character bends down, does a shoulder flip up over the rope and lands on the floor. Roman was pissed off. And after that, everybody ganged up on me. They basically said, no, you don't do that to Roman. Well, let's just say the Undertaker didn't last too long, man. Yeah, I got my ass kicked. There were some times that I wish some of these were actually saved because of how perfectly executed they were. Like, that's how freaking hilarious. Like, those two little incidences, I can guarantee you I'll never be able to recreate ever. It was just incredible. Let's fast forward a little bit more to a newer console, the original Xbox. I went out, was it an original Xbox or was it a 360? I think it was, I don't know, it's one of the two. Let's fast forward to the Xbox. Let's just leave it at that. The one game that I could not kind of grab the concept of. It was a cool idea, but in the end, I didn't really care for it. It was Counter-Strike. Maybe the reason why I didn't like the game is because of the fact it was new. Xbox Live was new as well. So there wasn't a lot of people. Not like if you go into Fortnite, you can get upwards of 100 people. This was like 5 people, 6 people. So when I mean new, I mean nobody was on the server new. Whatever. I rented it. I played it. I had a fun time with the amount of people that I was playing with. The one level that I was playing against actually had a door that was open a crack. So I took my scope, zoomed in, and you could see people walk past the fort, like going back and forth. It's like, all right, somebody stop, pow, killed him. And, you know, in reality, the door might have been like, say, half a foot. Like, there's that much space. Another guy walks back, pow, got him. Another guy walks back, or walks past, back again. Stops, looks down, bam, headshot. There was about 4 or 5 people that were dumb enough to just stop and stare at these bodies. And of course, after a few shots, the bodies kept piling up higher and higher and higher. Before I know it, the door flies open and pop, 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 I'm dead. I absolutely laughed. It was one of those comical situations that I probably, it could be one of those things where it could happen again, but to me it was like brand new and it was funny as hell. I don't laugh. Later on, yeah, I just quit that game. It was not my game, but at least I do have a funny memory of it. And when you play video games, that's what they should be, having memories and having fun. One of my top games were Tom Clancy Rainbow Six Las Vegas 2. To this day, I'll still crank open the 360 and play that game. It's just that much fun. I think I've owned it possibly 3 times. Or 4, just because the discs stopped working and I had to buy it to play it. Because, you know, how can you not stop playing a game that you love? I was online. The girlfriend was behind me. She was on her phone. I rarely go online as somebody to play video games. it's just not my thing. I'm kind of like one of the old school gamers who would rather have a good story mode or in-house game, like multiplayer. But this day I decided, screw it. Hopped on. I was quiet as usual, playing. There was guys walking around, so I yelled out, "Guys, watch out behind you." Three black guys all of a sudden said, "Oh my God, we got a white cracker up in this joint." And everybody's laughing. It's like, did I just get called a white cracker? Whatever. And then I kind of opened up a little bit more and we just started talking and playing. There was, a door. And if anybody knows the computer when it comes to Tom Clancy, sometimes they're not the brightest. I was following the guys. The guys opened the door. Bam, bam, bam. All three were shot. I'm standing back. Next, you know, a terrorist comes out. Ba-dap. Terrorist comes out. Ba-dap. Terrorist comes out. Ba-dap. I did this for about 6 or 7 times. One of the guys goes, "Thank God this white cracker's on our team because I don't think we'd ever survive." So I start laughing and I'm piling the terrorists off, like one after another, after another, after another. And before you know it, I got shot and I died in a ditch. While I was doing this, there's so many opportunities that I could have recorded it if I had the proper hardware. But of course, streaming at that time, it wasn't as popular as it is now. It's also memories like that, that gaming should be, not just playing over and over and over and having people watch you and get to know you. You want them to enjoy what you do and have fun being goofy. Hoyman, him and I, if I ever had a, like, for example, say Twitch came up to me and says, "We'll give you $2 million a year. Would you come stream with us for 5-10 years?" Instantly, I would say yes. One of the reasons is we could play video games. Hoyman and I, we could play against each other. And the one thing about this concept, him and I, when we play video games, is this, it is actually quite funny. It would be more interesting because I would have my oldest boy and myself. Hoyman would have his boy and himself. So it would be kind of like Team Wilbur and Team Hoyman playing against each other. So I'm pretty sure with us together, it would be freaking hilarious. And we could pump out more memories, more things just like that. The final memory, which was kind of funny, happened back on my 20th birthday. I'm not one of a big partier. I don't like going out. I don't like big crowds. So I was up in my room. I was playing NHL 98. I was playing NHL 98 because somebody wrecked my PlayStation by pouring beer on it. So that's my first copy of the PlayStation. So I'm playing. Hoyman comes up and he grabs a controller and we start playing each other. And with us, all we were basically goons. We'd hit each other. We'd flatten. We'd injure. And there's me. I'm drinking my alcohol, you know, 20 years old. Didn't feel it. I looked at Hoyman. It's like, I got to get a refill on my drink. He goes, okay. So we pause the game. I get up. As soon as I got up, the alcohol hit me. And I went down like a big sack of rocks. Well, of course, the living room was under me. Everybody heard the big boom. So they come running upstairs and to see me crawling across the bedroom. They're like, what the hell is that noise? I'm drunk. And they're like, what do you mean? It's like, I was fine. I was drinking, just sitting, playing video games. I stood up and that's when the alcohol hit me and I fell like a bag of rocks. Like, whomp. And they looked at me stupid. It's like, oh my God, turn around, walk away. So I went, you know, grabbed a drink, went back upstairs, sat down for another hour. We just played video games. That's it. But the whole fact that on my 20th birthday, instead of going out and getting hammered, I stayed at home playing video games with one of my best friends. Now, that will be 100% a memory that I'll never forget. And also me making a big enough noise, everybody thought I died. Or a sack of potatoes hit the floor. All right, you guys. Thank you for coming with this ride down memory lane. If you have any questions, if you head over to bio.link/tangentsgaming, I actually do have an option for you to send a voicemail or a text message, and I will answer it on air. You may never know. That one subject might actually be a full episode, and I'll give 100% credit to you. For social media, if you go to TangentsGaming189, and I try doing that with everything, just to make it easier for you guys to find out where I am. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter/X, everything like that. It will help you out. Like, follow, share, anything that you do on Apple, YouTube, Spotify, hit that button so you will never miss an episode as it gets released in the near future. All right, guys, I'm going to let you go. Hopefully you had a good day, and I will catch you later. Peace.